like to share with you a recent event here at Warren Corruptional that just might demonstrate in full living color just how mentally ill these wackadoodle fascists are. This event involves three prisoners, Collins, Rammel, and Raypole, one of whom lived in the honor block, and two of whom had received a security decrease at the time that this happened, and they were only waiting to transfer to lower security. Now Collins, Rammel, and Raypole are the women's bathroom three. So here's what happened. On October 5th, the three prisoners had visits. Their female visitors all used the bathroom. While in the bathroom, their visitors put things in the trash. That's it. What they didn't know is that the prison investigator, Marty Jones, had placed a hidden camera in the women's bathroom. Jones, whose nickname is Bow Chicka Wow Wow, reminiscent of the guitar lick and the porno background music, claims he was granted permission to install a camera in the women's bathroom. Of course, what investigator Bow Chicka Wow Wow Jones doesn't mention is that he got permission to install the hidden camera in the visiting room in the women's bathroom from the captain of his bowling team. That permission notwithstanding, Bow Chicka Wow Wow Jones didn't bother asking a judge, as the law requires, and he didn't turn over the footage to the judge before viewing it, as the law requires. That means Bow Chicka Wow Wow Jones committed a felony by watching women use the bathroom in Warren Correctional's visitation. According to the conduct reports issued against the three prisoners, their visitors were observed placing what he terms packages into the trash can. Of course, Bow Chicka Wow Wow didn't view the video until the following day, so he didn't recover whatever was put into the trash, so he has no clue what it was. But that didn't stop him from concluding that it wasn't used maxi pads, but was instead.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
But was instead drugs. Bow Chicka Wow Wow doesn't reveal how he can conclude that packages he didn't recover are drugs, and he doesn't describe how the three male prisoners planned to get the packages of drugs out of the trash in the women's bathroom. By the conduct reports, the three prisoners did nothing at all. While accused of attempting to procure drugs, there's no description of any conduct at all, indicating that Collins, Rammel, or Raypole broke any rules in any way. They went to a visit, sat through the visitation, and then went back to their cells. Now, because the three female visitors used the bathroom and used the trash, those visitors are suspended. Further, all three prisoners were railroaded through the Rules Infraction Board, where the total and absolute absence of any evidence never stopped Lieutenant Nelson from finding prisoners guilty. The two who were slated for lower security are now stuck here for at least another year, and all three are housed in the sanctions block, where privileges are greatly curbed. All of this, not to beat a dead horse here, without recovering whatever went into the trash, and without any idea where it went, and without any theory as to how the three prisoners intended to get the unknown items from the trash. But I think the most disturbing thing about all of this is the creepo fascists who run Ohio's prisons have given themselves permission to put hidden cameras in the women's bathroom, contrary to existing laws, and on the basis of some ridiculous pretext that anything tossed into a trash can is drugs. So on this pretext, how many female visitors have been secretly recorded on video using the bathroom? If female visitors coming to see me use the bathroom and place trash in the trash can, which is where it goes, is Bow Chicka Wow Wow Jones going to decide they are drug pushers and exile them for life? We're talking about fascists who have decided that using the mail makes you a gang member, telling the truth on the radio makes you a terrorist, and civilians using the trash in the bathroom makes them drug pushers. I think this signals their absolute irrationality, their complete lack of regard for the harm they inflict on people, on human beings struggling along under their oppression. There's no reforming a system that's under the mismanagement of the Bow Chicka Wow Wows of the world. The only answer is to topple the entire machine by any means necessary. Let's make September 9th a reality every single day of the year. Free the Women's Bathroom 3 and fire Bow Chicka Wow Wow Jones. You can call Warden's assistant, Gestapo Greg Kraft, at 513-932-3388, extension 2010. That's 513-932-3388, extension 2010, and express your rage. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Warren Correctional Institution in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. President in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.